Welcome in. Time for thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER.
Welcome in. Time for a daily editorial. I'm going to skip doing them on Mondays, but we're going to be doing them Tuesday through Friday. We've got a lot of interesting things to talk about today. The thing that I think is the most interesting is how the Federal Reserve members, some of whom were trading stocks that the Federal Reserve was looking to buy or sell. We've already lost one Federal Reserve board member. It looks like we may lose another one. Boy, does that make the United States of America look bad. Jimmy, you want to comment?
You know, the level of corruption right now in, our government and people, or at least, the Fed's kind of its own thing, but the things that people think that they can get away with that are so specialized for their, their power and their influence, that they think they can go ahead and hire lawyers to get them out of it. It's just terrible. We're losing and undermining faith and confidence in anything we have. And, a lot of people have been frustrated a long time with our government, but this is just getting basically insane with the Fed, cheating. The Dallas Fed chair resigned. They're actually, selling stock that they're pumping up. I mean, come on. This is crazy.
Yep. No, I agree 1,000%. I have a lot of people who I know in the industry who have taken advantage of that. They were subsequently investigated and found guilty by the Securities and Exchange Commission, and they were never punished. It's really amazing to me.
Well, that's, Al, that's the thing that bothers me more than anything else. You have people inside the Beltway, elites, people that are in, they're in the cool, in the cool group or whatever. They don't get caught. They don't get in trouble. And if they do get caught, somebody slaps their hands, or maybe they get a little bit of bad press, and then they walk away from it.
That's right.
And that's, a two-tier justice system when you've got people that walked into the Capitol on January 6th that are still unable to face a judge and being held without bail in D.C. Come on. Just innocent Americans that came in and just wanted to say, look, I'm tired of what's happening out here. And then you've got these very powerful elitist, Hunter Biden.
Yep.
You just start naming them. There's, Hillary Clinton, you name them. It's really frustrating to watch. And I hope Americans are tired of it.
Well, I don't know if Americans are tired of it, but we're having one thing happen right now in the economy, and that is that NASDAQ is off over 2%. And the Dow is off over 500 points right now. I'm not saying that this is the start of a disaster, but it very well could be, because the signs are all, the numbers, I guess I should say, Jimmy, are all going in the in a negative direction so far today. Just kind of a comment that I thought was interesting was Hillary Clinton was installed yesterday as the chancellor of a university of higher learning in Ireland. And as she was walking in to be installed, there was a large Irish demonstration that was very, very negative towards Mrs. Clinton. Boy, what a way to end your career. I mean, you can call them idiots. You can say, well, they're wrong. But the fact of the matter is, they are doing what they're doing. I would personally not really like to be part of the government right now. I got a bang yesterday out of what happened back at the Tony Awards when the amount of money that went into New York for these very, very unsuccessful show this past week was really fascinating. People are really getting fed up, Jimmy.
Yeah, I think so. And I think, this administration, this regime is making so many bad decisions.
Yep.
One after another, Afghanistan with the economy and these mandatory vaccine mandates, and then firing federal employees for not getting the vaccine. And of course, the state of New York is having to fire a large number of people that work in the healthcare industry. So now they're having to pull the National Guard in to help maintain their basic hospital functions.
Yeah.
Now let's see what's that going to do to employment. What's that going to do to confidence in you know, getting past this? You know, there's no way that we can continue down this road and somehow continue the way that we, you know, that our lives have been in the past. And you know, clearly there are people that believe that this is the agenda, that there are people trying to change the world in order to basically. And you know, I'm starting to wonder if they're trying to just take over and control, you know, people and put basically authoritarian leadership around the world.
Yeah.
And dictate it. It's strange. It is strange. You just can't imagine that this could have ever happened just 2 years ago, 3 years ago. No way. No one had ever believed this would be possible. And Americans are sitting back, and a lot of them are like supporting because they're so afraid.
Yep.
You know, they're afraid of this COVID virus, and it's the media that's hyping it up. The media, which is, you know, funded by corporate, big corporations, and the government, which is basically being paid off by the pharmaceutical industries. And, you know, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense at all. They're here to take care of us.
Yeah. I don't disagree. You know, I have to say one thing, and that is I'm starting to get involved with a Bitcoin consulting firm. I know quite a bit about Bitcoin right now, and I have to say one thing. I think the next really great investment, I think, is going to be into Bitcoin. And the reason I say that is because we have an entirely new paradigm now in our society. We, for all practical purposes, we have a cashless society right now, what with debit cards, etc., etc. And I think because of the efficiency, potential efficiency of Bitcoin, I think that it's probably going to take over sooner rather than later. You know, I made a big change in my life, and it's unfortunately going to a very small degree, going to hurt some of my local grocery stores. I'm now buying everything on from Amazon Prime, utilizing, you know, the Whole Foods. I have not purchased anything at a grocery store because these guys have great prices, number one, and they will deliver oftentimes same day and at the very, very other end of the spectrum. Occasionally they can't offer until the next day. I never thought that I would stop going to the grocery store, Jimmy, but there is no reason to go when you can have it delivered to your door. And I'm talking now not necessarily about Amazon Prime. I'm just talking about a huge paradigm change in American society.
Well, I think it's been forced because of these lockdowns. And I think a lot of the competition has been crushed.
Yep.
With Amazon. And I personally, you know, I'm glad you enjoy it and that's something that you want to do. But personally, I very much am strongly against big corporations dictating to me pricing, because eventually they're going to decide that, you know, without competition, that they're going to dominate. And at that point, then you're going to get ripped off. And the more that we have these global corporations dominating every aspect of our lives, then the more probability that we have less options and freedom. And that's, to me, very frightening.
Of course it is. There's no question about it. But I'll take advantage of it while I can. Jimmy, we've been going 9 minutes. What else do you want to talk about?
I don't know. I think, you know, I think you're the Dow down right now. I think this administration is going to face the reality of their tax policies and their budget mistakes and the Afghanistan debacle, inflation, these lockdowns and mandates. And I think we're gonna be in for a rough ride. I see it coming. That's the way I see things coming right now.
If that happens, good for gold. And I have to also say I would take it to the next level, and I would say probably good for Bitcoin. you guys, I'm not going anywhere today. It's kind of stormy outside. I won't be able to I will be able to exercise, but I will not be able to go outdoors just because it's too nasty out there. Come on aboard with your comments. I'll get all of them that I can. Thanks, Jim.
You bet, Al.